Oh, she must have been in her 60s.
Oh.
But I thought of her as an ancient woman. I had a history teacher, Selmayr, Leroy Selmayr, who also coached the debating club, debating team. And I had a mathematics teacher by the name of Zimmerman. All of these people had an enormous influence on me, had an enormous influence on everyone in our group that I described earlier. We weren't really competing against one another. We were competing against ourselves. And I think that was the sort of attitude that these people instilled in us, these teachers instilled in us.
Did this come right out of the classroom, or was it the, what do I call it, ancillary activity, debate club?
No, not really. Out of the classroom, just that. Out of the classroom.
You got out of high school what people hope all their children.
Absolutely superior. Absolutely superior. And when we went to Ann Arbor, we were all rather surprised that others who were classmates of ours in Ann Arbor did not have that kind of experience. The kids from Cass Tech in Detroit and from Central in Detroit were our competitors. These were the kids who achieved in Ann Arbor what we were achieving. And I guess maybe that is attributable to the fact that these were two really great schools in the Detroit public school system. Just as ours was.
What did you do to keep ready butter on the table?
I worked during the entire time I was in Ann Arbor, except for one semester in my last year in law school. I worked at the railroad station trucking freight in Ann Arbor, disguised recruiter.
You mean you ran those carriages back and forth and put the stuff in the baggage car and that sort of
thing? Yeah, like refrigerators and stoves. hand trucks. It was a marvelous experience. It was something that I rather enjoyed doing at the time because it was a complete break from the academic work that I was doing. It's physical, hard physical, manual labor.
How much did you weigh at that time?
Oh, I never weighed more than 110 to 115 pounds. But of course, you had the principles of leverage working for you if you knew how to use them. But from there, I went to work. I also waited tables at the sorority houses for meals. And I went to work for Fred Bazin, B-A-S-O-N. He was top engineering. He had charge as well as the academic responsibilities of the blueprint room in the engineering department, the old engineering building. I went to work for him running blueprints. And he didn't care when I worked, so long as I got the work done. So I worked there for three semesters. The three semesters I was in school before being called to service. And we were on a three semester a year basis around the clock at that time. So it made it possible for me to get those three semesters in before being called to service.
Was it tough to get work in those days for a student?
No, it wasn't. Not in my experience.
Male competition was reduced, I suppose.
Sure. You can have whatever job you wanted.
Did you borrow? Did you have to borrow?
No, I didn't. I never borrowed in my life, except to buy a house.